Thanks, Vic. Bubba, this Thursday night, the 2012 NFL Draft gets underway. But take us back to 05, when you were a young college player waiting for that phone call on draft weekend. What was your draft process like?
I wasn't anticipating getting drafted. I was hoping to sign as an undrafted free agent with a team and, you know, just get a shot to play because I missed most of my senior year with an ankle injury. So I was just hoping to get a shot, and I got a few calls after the draft and decided to sign with the New England Patriots.
Take us back to that time when you received that phone call from the New England Patriots. Who did you speak to? What did they say to you? What was that phone call like for you? Because as you mentioned, teams are allowed to sign undrafted rookie free agents once their draft is over.
It's pretty funny, though, because I actually spoke to Coach Eric Mangini. He was the guy that called me. He was the D coordinator at the time up in New England. And he said that I had a really good opportunity to come up there and have an impact on special teams and learn from a veteran group. They had Larry Izzo on special teams, Rodney Harrison at safety. So I was able to learn a lot from those guys in my positions, and that helped me out to this point.
After receiving that phone call, what was your mindset moving forward as you approached that rookie mini camp and, quite frankly, your career?
My mindset was basically just go out and play as hard as I can, try to learn as much as I could from the veterans. And I think the most important thing was just literally give as much effort as I could every play. Whether I was making a mistake or not, it was as fast as I could go, 100 miles an hour every play. And the coaches saw that I wanted it pretty bad, and was able to, you know, make an impact instead.
Bubba, who was that coach or player that really pulled you to the side, that mentored you and said, hey, you know, you could really make an impact on special teams in this league?
It was actually the special teams coach at the time, Brad Seeley, who actually coached me here in Cleveland a few years ago. He said, you know, he's like, you can study all that defense, you know, as much as you want, but he's like, the only way you're going to stay in this league is on special teams, you know, at least initially. And, you know, I made my mark on special teams since I've been in the league. You know, I learned, like I said, from a lot of veterans up there. I ended up watching a lot of tape on, you know, great special teamers throughout the league. I had cut-ups made and studied a lot of veteran guys. You know, one of them is actually, I'm wearing this shirt right now, is Gleason from New Orleans, who's friends with Scott Fujita. He was a really good player, kind of similar to me in the style that we play. So, you know, I just studied a bunch of guys that were good at what, you know, special teams, because special teams is a completely different game. It's a full speed, full contact, you know, high intensity, high collision play. So you have to be on top of your game at all times.
9 years in this league as an undrafted rookie free agent. You talk about being a special teams guru. Your first career special teams tackle was in Super Bowl 42 against the New York Giants. That's amazing, Bubba.
Yeah, I mean, my first year in the NFL, I was on practice squad. So I was able to, I learned. It was literally like a redshirt year for me. I was able to learn a lot from everybody. The next year I was injured, and then the next season is when I really started to play. And, you know, to make a huge tackle in a Super Bowl like that was an unbelievable feeling. We ended up scoring and going up on the Giants, and nobody really remembers my play, because after I made the tackle is when they had the long drive to score the touchdown. I ended up making the tackle, I think, on like the 17-yard line. So I put our defense in a pretty good spot. I thought I might have, you know, been kind of like, quote-unquote, you know, maybe like a unsung hero, you know, with the stop inside the 20. Unfortunately, we didn't win, but.
Wow, it just goes to show that just because you weren't drafted, you could really make in this league through hard work and dedication. Well, Browns fans, we're joined with Browns special teamer and defensive back Ray Bubba Ventrone here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bubba, the team is entering into the second week of the offseason training program. What does it feel like to be back here in Cleveland, and what does Coach Johnson have you guys working on?
It's great to be back with my teammates working hard. We're in our second week right now. All the defensive backs are working out as a group. You know, we come in, we lift, we do whatever lifting we have scheduled for that day, whether it be up or lower or an explosive day. Coach Kent Johnson has us doing, in addition, we're doing like either agility, true conditioning, or like position specific stuff also on the field after. And then we're meeting with our coaches for an hour as well. So, and it's been good to get to know Coach Tim as well, our new defensive back coach, Tim Hawk. So,
this is a great time because this is when you guys build that camaraderie, that nonverbal communication, and quite frankly, brotherhood.
Oh yeah, it's great. We have a tight knit group in the secondary. A lot of great young players. Joe Hayden, as everyone knows, T.J. Ward. And then we have a great group of vets, you know, and Dimitri Patterson and Sheldon Brown, you know, and Usama Young and, you know, myself. We try to help out, you know, the younger guys. And it really is a tight-knit group.
You mentioned that you have a new defensive backs coach in Tim Hawk. Talk about him because, you know, he played kind of like your style. He's known to be out there making some strong hits.
You know what? I talked to because Sheldon Brown actually played with him in Philly. And Sheldon said, Bubba, he's just like you. He runs down the field just like you. And he was kind of giving me a background on coach. And that's pretty cool to know that, you know, the guy that's coaching you was kind of like, you know, similar type player as you are. So I'm excited about learning from him and his insight at the defensive back position and on special teams, hopefully.
And this offseason, during free agency period, the Browns acquired defensive linemen Frosty Rucker and Jaquay Parker. How do you see these veteran players helping out this defensive unit?
I've heard a lot about those guys. I've seen, you know, a lot of them on tape. I know Jaquay Parker through another friend, and just heard he's a really good player, really hard worker. You know, hopefully these guys can come in and make an impact on our defense and get us to the next level. We want to win a lot more games than we have, so hopefully that puts us over the top.
And also, Bubba, this is the second season that you're working with your special teams coordinator, Chris Tabor. The Browns special teams unit in the past has been a strong pillar for the Browns. And last season, you guys had your fair share of struggles. But given a full offseason with Coach Tabor, how do you think this will strengthen this unit?
I think that we're going to have a much better unit this year. I think that Coach Tabor and Coach Sean are going to get us on the same page. We're eager and anxious to be at the top of the league in all the special team categories. We want to get back to the level we were a couple years ago. We didn't have as good a year as we wanted to last year. We know that. But we're going to come out. We're gonna play as hard as we can. We're going to make a lot more plays this year on special teams. I know that.
And last week, the regular season schedule was released. What were your thoughts when you saw the season schedule?
I was excited that we opened up with Philly. I ended up playing, you know, my college ball in Philly, like right near Philly and at Villanova. It was kind of weird though because we play them in the third preseason game and then we open right up with them, so I'm sure we'll be pretty familiar with each other by that point. Just excited about it. Probably have a lot of people come to that game.
Yeah, because that third preseason game is really that dress rehearsal for opening day, so it's going to be kind of like a cat and mouse deal where you don't want to give too much away.
Yeah, I mean, I know I'm excited about it. It's kind of like almost playing, you know, against my hometown team in Pittsburgh, but yeah, just looking forward to it.
And just overall, Bubba, what do you guys want to take away from these offseason sessions as the team moves deeper into the offseason?
I just think we want to be able to get more familiar with, you know, the whole scheme and, you know, what the coaches want from us exactly. We'll have more time to, you know, install the defense and get more detailed with, you know, our personal techniques and assignments and things like that. And the same goes for special teams as well. You know, we didn't have much time last year coming off, obviously, the lockout, new staff. So I think everyone is looking forward to this time, especially our team, because we have a new staff, a lot of new coaches, a lot of new players. It's going to really help us, and I think that we're going to have a really good year. Really good year, really good season.
Bubba, thank you for your time, taking time out here to join us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and good luck to you this offseason.
Thanks a lot. Go Browns.
Back to you, Vic.